Welcome to My Shamanic Life, at the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife conservation. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share the practices that keep me grounded, connected, and real as a yoga teacher, a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, a wildlife rehabilitator and advocate, and a mentor for yoga teachers who are ready to share their unique gifts with the world as inspirational leaders and change makers. My life, like this podcast, is totally imperfect and extraordinary. You'll find the past episodes on myshamaniclife.com, as well as a link to Patreon. By sponsoring this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by helping me purchase needed equipment. Visit dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation and my turtle bus. I'll be offering a yoga practice in a bit, and you're welcome to unroll your mat and join me. But for now, wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth, anchored in, nourished, nurtured. You are here. The time is now. I chose Kim Kranz, the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck this morning. And the card that I pulled was Crocodile. And Crocodile's energy is about pulling back from the external world, submerging, to rest, to turn inward. This is intentional waiting to gather energy, to gather wisdom, and to restore power so that you can go back out and tackle life's challenges. Kim associates crocodile with Makarasana, which is crocodile pose. In the Hindu mythology, Makara, which is a huge crocodile or a crocodile-like creature, is ridden by Varuna, who's the ocean god. And Makara is associated with the sacral chakra, the second chakra. And that chakra's characteristics of desire and that primal creative urge. In the Mayan mythology, the crocodile is associated also with that creative urge, the primordial soup, as it were, the unlimited possibility. And the thing about that creative urge and desire is that it can be channeled into a really beautiful life, or it can get out of hand and get us in trouble. And Makarasana, as a pose, is designed to tap into that energy of rest and release in the low back, letting go of that tension that can build up in that sacral area. So we're going to go through a little practice. I'm going to guide you through a short yoga practice this morning to feel into Makarasana, crocodile pose, and how it helps to release the low back. You won't need anything but your mat, so feel free to unroll that. If you're ready to practice with me, come down onto your mat so that you're laying on your belly with your feet out behind you. Now, bend your elbows bring your hands to the opposite elbows and lay your head on your crossed forearms. So what this does is it lifts the chest off of the floor a little bit and really grounds the abdomen down. Now curl your toes under. Separate your feet about shoulder width apart. And then drop your heels into the center so that your toes turn out to either side. It's going to turn you onto the inside of your knees. You're doing some external rotation in the legs. Let your hip points sink down into the floor. Feel your belly in the floor. Relax your neck and shoulders. Let your head be heavy on your arms. And then bring your attention to your breath. Because in this pose, we can breathe with the diaphragm fully activated, with the least amount of work. Begin to deepen your breath. And as you deepen your breath, feel how your abdomen, as it expands, connects into the floor. So it meets the resistance of the floor. And then where does the breath go? Feel how breath moves down into your low back, into your sacrum. You might notice additional resistance there, and that's not the physical resistance like you have against the floor. That's what you're holding in your body. There might be tension there. There might be soreness in your low back. There might be held emotions. The water element doesn't like to be tamed. We just had a big rainstorm here just a week ago today. And as the river swelled and the lake filled up, of course the water is no longer contained and it rushes out and it flooded houses and washed out roads. That uncontrolled power of water. When we try to hold water back, when we dam it, when we have these things that stir the water up, that make it swell and want to move, what happens? The dam breaks. So what's going on in your sacral chakra is like that. If you're holding tension there, if you're holding back your desires and your creative urges, there may be a point where they start to build up and they're gonna energetically push against those walls, those dams that you've created and want to spread, and that creates a lot of tension in the energy body. And then that tension in the energy body can also start to manifest in the physical body as low back pain or tightness in the hips. So notice as you're breathing here, breathing deeply, what's going on in your low back today? Are you finding that resistance? And does the breathing into that help to soothe that? Because when we relax that resistance, We can allow that energy to flow through the body. Before the dam bursts. Take another breath here. Now lift your head off of your arms and bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Let your fingers point forward. Put your forehead or your chin down onto the floor. Hug your elbows into your sides. Lift your heels. Turn your toes in and then point them back again so that you can press the tops of your feet down into the floor. Now we're going to change the rotation of the legs by rolling the inner thighs up and bringing the pinky toenails to the floor. Keep pressing the tops of your feet down so that your knees feel lighter on the floor. They might even lift just a little bit. Ease your hip points down into the floor. And as you take your next breath in, scoop your heart forward and lift up off the floor into a baby cobra. So that just your chest is coming up, your abdomen is still grounded into the floor, your neck stays in line with your upper back, so avoid lifting with your chin to get higher. And as you exhale, lower your chest and either your chin or forehead back down to the mat. Keep pressing into the tops of the feet, ease the hip points down, tailbones reaching, lift your heart, inhale. Bhujangasana, cobra pose, exhale, lower your chest, your chin or forehead back to the floor. Let's do one more of these. Inhale, peel the heart up. And exhale down. Now press your hands down into the floor and lift up onto your hands and knees. Bring your knees right underneath your hips. Your hands underneath your shoulders. Spread your fingers into table pose. As you take your next breath in, draw your heart forward so that it starts to peel through just like it did in cobra. Lift your tailbone to the sky and press your navel toward the floor so your back is arching down toward the floor. And as you exhale, round your back, drop your head and drop your tailbone. Inhale, draw your heart through. Roll your shoulders back, let the tailbone lift. Exhale, round your back. Head and tailbone dropping. Now stay with me here. As you inhale and your heart starts to lift, move your hips forward towards your hands and then circle your hips around to the right. Arch a little bit as your hips start to come back over the heels, exhaling. And then as you inhale, press your hips to the left, bring them forward towards your hands as your heart comes through your arms. Continue around to the right. Start to round your back as you exhale. The hips are going to come close to the heels. And then continue around the left side. Lift your heart, bring your hips forward a little bit. And continue like this with your breath. So we're adding some circles and we're still doing that movement in the spine of cat rolls. So enjoy that movement, everything in the body, the shoulders, the hips, the whole length of the spine, just getting to open up a little bit, releasing tension. The next time that your hips come forward towards the hands, before you finish that inhale, change directions and press them around to the left. Start to round your back as your hips come back towards your heels, exhaling. And then move to the right. And as you inhale, start to bring your heart through and your hips forward towards your hands. Exhale, the hips way back toward the heels as you circle around the left side. And then start to come forward, right, inhaling. bringing your hips up to your hands. Keep that inhale going around the left. Exhale, round your back as you bring your hips towards your heels and circle around a couple more times in this direction. Around one more time. And then when your hips come back to your heels, finish your exhale by dropping into child's pose. And your hips come all the way down, lay your upper body over your thighs, drop your forehead down onto the floor, and bring your hands back by your feet. Release your shoulders forward. And come back to those deeper breaths. Like in crocodile, your abdomen is going to press into your thighs as you inhale, like it did against the floor. But here we don't have the chest open. So that deeper diaphragmatic breathing is going to be a little more challenging. May not feel quite as restful as you breathe down into the sacrum. Take another breath. And bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Press up onto your hands and knees. Walk your hands towards your knees and stand up onto your knees. If you have anything going on in your knees and standing on your knees is creating some pain, you might be able to get away with just some padding underneath them. In which case, you can spread a blanket, kneel onto the blanket, or take a little bit of your mat folded over on itself and put your knees on the fold so that you actually have a triple thickness of mat under your knees. And if your knees do not allow this today, then I'm going to invite you to either drop back into child's pose or go right back into crocodile pose. Up on the knees, heart lifting. Crown of the head reaching to the sky. Tuck your tailbone a little bit. Roll your shoulders down your back. So you're standing mountain-like on your knees. Now shift a little weight into your left knee. Lift your right knee and extend your right leg out to the right so that it goes straight out at an angle and you can put the sole of your foot down. Turn your toes out to the right as well so that there's no strain in the ankle and the foot can be flat on the floor. Put your right hand on your right thigh, and as you take your next breath in, lift your left arm up, bring it to your ear. Reach way up through your left hand. And as you exhale, take a little bend over to the right, letting your right hand slide down your thigh, but keeping the heart open. Roll your left shoulder back so your left arm tracks to the back of your ear. Your palm is facing the midline of your body. Lift up and out of that left knee. Push your left hip to the left just a little bit and breathe into that side. So we're using that space that we made by relaxing through the sacrum to let the breath move into the left side of the waist. The left side of the low back. We down into the left hip a little bit, up into the left side ribs. Keep breathing into that. Beautiful. Now inhale and reach up, standing way up, and as you exhale, float your left hand down. Shift your weight to your left knee again. Take your right foot off the floor, bend your knee, put it back underneath you. So you're back and standing on your knees, mountain-like. Now shift a little weight over into your right knee, and we're going to take the left knee off the floor, extend the left leg out to the left side, Turn the toes out to the left as well, so you can put the sole of your foot down. So your leg is out at an angle. One of my cats really wants to do the podcast today. Now put your left hand on your left thigh. Reach your right arm up to your right ear. Turning your palm in, reach, and exhale. Take a little bend over to the left. Open up the right side. It doesn't matter how far you go to the left. Think about where you're going through this side body. How you can lift your ribs away from your hip. Reach up through the shoulder, through the fingertips, and then bring the breath into that side. So as you breathe deeply, the diaphragm's gonna have a little more room on that side, and you're gonna bring breath into the right side of your waist, down into the right side of the low back, helping again to release some tension there with the breath, but also taking advantage of the space we've already made. Take a couple more breaths. As you take your next breath in, reach back up and bring your right hand down. Shift to your right knee so you can bring your left knee back underneath you. Again, standing on your knees, tall, tailbone tucked, hips over the knees, shoulders over the hips, ears over the shoulders. Now bring your hands around to your low back. Place your palms right into the top of the hips, where the hip bone is. So your fingers point down as if you had your hands in your back pockets. Press into your sacrum enough to be able to drag a little skin out of the low back down into the sacrum. You'll notice that that also angles your tailbone down toward the floor. Now press into your hands a little bit more and start to move your hip points forward. Keep pressing them forward until you feel a little bit of opening in the front of the hips, down maybe even into the front of the thighs. So that's the space we're making here in the low back. So we're gonna move into baby camel, modified camel. But keeping this space in the low back that we've been creating, so we're not turning our back bend into another way to create tension. Instead, we want to work with that space that we've already made there. If you are feeling a really big stretch down the front of your hips and thighs, this might be enough for you today. And if it feels like your breath is constricted, definitely enough. If you want to take it deeper, start to lift the top of your sternum towards your chin. So we're going to lengthen the front body. The bottom of the sternum is going to come up away from the pelvis, your abdomen lengthens, and then your chest lengthens. Bring your elbows towards each other behind your back so your collarbones start to get really wide. Your shoulder blades drop down, squeeze in towards each other a little bit, and the shoulder blades are going to help to press the chest forward, just like your hands are pressing your hips forward. So the whole front body is moving forward and lengthening and opening. Like we did in our side bend, we want to open up the space in the front body rather than just dropping into the back body. The heart can start to lift through the arms, opening up, and then if it's comfortable for your neck, so avoiding any crunching in the back of your neck, you can lift your chin just until you bring your neck into line with your upper back, so there's a smooth slope in the spine. Reaching out through the crown of your head, keep your chin lifted, keep that very intentional. If your neck feels really good and you want to drop your head back further, please do, but avoid anything that sounds like crunching or feels like crunching in the back of your neck. Keep pressing the hips forward, keep opening up through the heart space, and now check in with the breath. because we've got this big heart opener going on here, and it seems like we should be able to breathe really deeply, but you might notice that working that diaphragm is not as easy in this position. Keep making space in your low back. So breathing and bending doesn't create more tension there. Take another breath. And then very slowly begin to bring your head forward first, so your chin comes down a little bit. Allow the shoulders to release forward. That's going to drop the sternum a little bit. And then release your hands from your hips and let your hips settle back into that line between the knees and the shoulders. Right. Pause for a moment. You might feel the front body releasing. Now start to hinge from your hips. Bring your hands down to the floor under your shoulders. We're going to move very slowly to allow the back to come back to neutral before we go deeper into the opposite movement from the extension we just did, flexion. Take another breath. And now slowly sink your hips back to your heels. Let your hips rest on your heels. Let your forehead come down to the floor. Bring your hands back by your feet. Roll your shoulders forward. So where everything is going in the opposite direction, we're countering what we just did in that big back bend. Letting the upper back now release open. The chest is going to close a little bit. The hips are in flexion. And so is the spine. Take a few rounds of breath here, noticing again how the breath moves in the body. Now very slowly make your way back up onto your knees. Walk your hands forward. Shift your shoulders forward over your hands. So you're in a modified plank position, rolling up onto the tops of your knees. Turn your elbow creases forward. And then lift your hips toward the ceiling just a little bit. Angle your tailbone up and very slowly lower your chest and chin down toward the floor. So coming into caterpillar pose. Pause for just a moment and then scoop your heart through so that your abdomen comes down onto the floor. Stretch your legs out behind you and lift your heart into a little baby cobra. Roll your shoulders down your back. And as you exhale, release your chin or forehead down onto the floor. Take another big breath in, peel your heart up, roll your shoulders down your back. And as you exhale, lower your chin or forehead down. Let's do that one more time. Inhale, peel the heart up. And exhale, lower it down. Now lift your head enough to be able to cross your forearms, bringing your hands to opposite elbows. Or if you'd like to go a little bit deeper as you come back into crocodile, bring your hands to the opposite shoulders. So your elbows are stacked. Then you can rest your head in the crook of your elbows. Curl your toes under and open your feet out to about shoulder width. Turn your toes out to the sides so that your heels drop into the center. Your kneecaps are going to rotate out to the side with the toes big external rotation in the legs. Drop your hip points down into the floor. Feel your abdomen sink onto the floor. Your chest is off the floor because your head is elevated. Giving you some room to come back to that deep breath. Opening up down into the low back. Luna says to experiment with getting a little deeper into the breath, sending it into the low back, easing any tension that remains from your back bending. And I'm going to leave you here today. Stay in crocodile as much as you desire, as long as you desire. If you'd like to turn around onto your back for savasana, you might do that at any time. Or simply stay here. Resting like crocodile. Cooling off. Turning inward. Waiting. Gathering your awareness and building your energy. Honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.